gotta get out of here, right?
I wonder what time he's been down.
I was gonna say, well, no, I tell you what, our director is aggressive. Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. I don't know, before that, I guess, Mr. Robertson, do you want to make a few announcements now?
Well, I don't think necessarily, Mr. Chairman, we need to. We're back in chambers, as everybody can see.
Okay.
The county's taken the approach that you don't need to wear masks in the county building as long as you're vaccinated. And we just ask that everybody try to stay as separated as possible. So that's what we're doing. As you recall, if you've been here before, we used to have the plexiglass up at the podium. We've taken that down, so you don't need to wear your mask coming up to the podium or when you're speaking. We are going to conduct the meeting like we have, or the hearings like we have in the past, where we'll go to, and I'll read those instructions when we get to the public hearings, but when we get to the public hearings, we are going to still allow for people to call in by phone for the time being, because, or at least the time being, because certainly that's how this meeting was advertised, and as everybody can appreciate, this whole thing with COVID and the masks and how we conduct meetings and how buildings are handled and public gatherings changes almost daily, it seems like. So with the agenda being posted, with the prior phone and call-in capabilities for folks, we're going to continue to do that for at least the near foreseeable future and then maybe beyond. So that was a rambling statement, Mr. Wheatley, but I appreciate
okay.
it.
All right, well, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you get the big bucks.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting paid a lot to ramble.
Okay, so our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
No, no changes, thank you.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the April 22nd, 2021 meeting.
And unless there were any changes, they would be as circulated.
I just have one question. Everything is, the recorded remarks are saved forever, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so because it said, you know, discussion, they had a discussion, and I just wanted to make sure that if somebody saw that in the future and said, gosh, what was that discussion, they could go back and listen. That's all. Then I have make a motion to approve the minutes.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes for the April 22nd, 2021 meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, on to other business. Our first item of other business is Haley's Glen Subdivision 2017-17, formerly known as Kielbasa, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 32.366 acre plus or minus parcel of land into 67 lots with private roads, open space, and associated amenities to include a proposed pavilion. The property is located on the north side of Angola Road, that's SCR 277, and lies within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, TID, although it will not be subject to the requirements of the TID, as the TID was approved after the application was first submitted and introduced. Additionally, the developer has opted to pay the area-wide study fee in lieu of a traffic impact study, TIS, for the project. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at their meeting of Thursday, April 12, 2018. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 12, and Parcel 11. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan for Haley's Glen 2017-17, formerly known as Kielbasa.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Haley's Glen Subdivision 2017-17, formerly known as Kielbasa, final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is Rehoboth Inn, Site Plan 20-29, formerly known as Carmus Lane Cottages Hotel Motel, preliminary site plan.
We skipped a few,
oh,
sir.
I'm sorry. Whoa.
Rob Bayless
probably
Estates.
Probably put my glasses on, you think? How about Bayless Estates, Phase 2, preliminary amenities plan?
Phase one, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Phase one.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the Bayless Estates Phase One subdivision. This plan proposes a 4,100-square-foot clubhouse, 1,215-square-foot in-ground pool and fencing, multipurpose courts, and 21 parking spaces. The site is located between phases one and two, as lots 122 through 126 are currently proposed as part of phase two. No landscaping is proposed as part of this plan. This preliminary subdivision or preliminary amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 27, and Parcel 42. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Should they have a landscaping plan in this, or is that something they do with they'll do with the overall plan?
They should, as part of final, actually have the landscape. This is preliminary, but that can be, any approval can be contingent on the final, including that. So.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the preliminary amenities plan for Bayless Estates Phase Two, requiring a landscape plan for the future.
Just one thing on that. I think it's phase one. Yeah.
Phase one. Thank you.
A second.
Yes.
So moved and seconded to approve Bayless Estates Phase One preliminary amenities plan as a preliminary, noting the requirement for a landscaping plan before final approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Frankfurt Business Park, site plan 18-56, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of a four-story single-story warehouse type buildings totaling 84,900 square feet and 10,000 square feet of office space along two enclosed pipe yards, loading spaces, and additional parking and site improvements. The final site plan was previously approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting on October 10th, 2019. The revised final site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 433, Map 11, Parcel 21.02. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial District, and AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. I also will note, as part of that previous plan, that 47 parking spaces were approved within the front yard setback.
Mr. Chair, let the record show, I will abstain.
Okay. Good. Noted.
Make a motion to approve the Frankfurt Business Park, S-18-56, the revised final site plan.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for Frankfurt Business Park, site plan 18-56. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carrie, let the record show the motion carried 3-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is Rehoboth Inn, site plan 20-29, formerly known as Carmus Lane Cottages Motel, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposal to renovate two existing hotels to include a total gross square footage of 15,100 square feet. The proposal consists of the renovation of Building A, an existing two-story motel, and Building C, an existing two-story motel, replacing Building B with a proposed two-story nine-unit motel, and constructing a proposed 500 square foot addition to Building C. The property is located on the south side of Coastal Highway, Route 1, and lies within the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, CHCOZ. Multiple variances were sought for the property through Board of Adjustment Case Number 12489, of which the findings of fact were approved by the Board of Adjustment on February 15th, 2021. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19.08, and Parcel 176. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all required agency approvals for this proposal, and therefore, both preliminary and final approvals may be granted at the will of the commission.
Anybody have any questions? This is the one that threw me off. I was like, wait, this is the same one, right? I'm like, this is already there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I make a motion to approve the preliminary, as a preliminary and final site plan for Rehoboth Inn S-20-29, formerly known as Carmis Lane Cottages Motel.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Rehoboth Inn, site plan 20-29, formerly known as Carmis Lane Cottages Motel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 21-09, Del Dot Georgetown Administrative Building, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the expansion of the Delaware Department of Transportation Administrative Building in Georgetown. This plan proposes a 6,651 square foot addition to the existing 14,300 square foot building. Additionally, 48 new parking spaces and crosswalks are proposed to accommodate the increase in square footage of the building. Various landscaping and other site improvements are included, as well as drainage upgrades that will be required to meet stormwater management standards and regulations. The property is located on the northeastern corner of DuPont Boulevard, that's Route 113, and South Bedford Street, that's SCR 431 in Georgetown. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 23, and Parcel 13. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the revised final site plan for S21-09 Del Dot, the Georgetown Administrative Building.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan 21-09, Del Dot, the Georgetown Administrative Building. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the lands of John D. and Ann M. Bamforth, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 5.07 acre plus or minus parcel of land for the creation of one lot plus residual lands within lot two, having access off of an existing 40-foot ingress egress access easement. Lot 1B will consist of 2.004 acres plus or minus. The parcel is located on the west side of Sand Hill Road, that's SCR 319. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 10, Parcel 15.01, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of John D. and Ann M. Bamforth, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of John D. and Ann M. Bamforth.
See, not so easy.
With the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Matthew L. Smith and Leah B. Wallace, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 4.25 acre plus or minus parcel of land for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with lot two, having access off of a proposed 50-foot ingress egress access easement. Lot two will consist of 2.109 acres plus or minus. The parcel is located on the east side of Horsey Church Road, that's SCR 510. the minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 532, MAP 12, and parcel 36.01. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. I will note on the plan that there is a pole building that is shown within the setback. There was a building permit, that was building permit number 187387 that was issued, and a CO was issued for that pole building on May the 8th of 2000.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Matthew L. Smith and Leah B. Wallace, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Matthew L. Smith and Leah B. Wallace. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Jesse Atkinson, minor subdivision off a 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 5.07-acre plus or minus parcel of land for the creation of one lot plus residual lands, with proposed lot two having access off a proposed 40-foot ingress egress access easement. Lot one will consist of 1.14 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands consisting of 3.93 acres plus or minus. The parcel is located on the west side of Marsh Road, that's SCR 521. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 231, MAP 7, parcel 38.01, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. I also will note that there are some sheds within the easement, and those are to be relocated out of the easement.
I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 40-foot easement for the lands of Jesse Atkinson.
A second.
With the final be by staff upon receipt all agency approvals.
Sorry, a second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 40-foot easement for lands of Jesse Atkinson. The final approval would be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay.